Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estala with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 28th of April, the 118th day of 2025, giving us 247 days on our way to 2026. That may seem like a lot of time, I tell myself, and then I remember some of the outdoor projects I had planned for this past winter. I had been hoping for the sorts of respite we have received in the modern Maine winters of recent years. But that was not meant to be this winter. To put down a rubber roof with the appropriate mastic, I needed 48 hours of no precipitation and of temperatures above 32 degrees. But this winter, such opportunities suddenly became unavailable once the winter solstice occurred. Until this past week, finally, hope was returning. Now we have showers at the end of April, which may be chilly, but no longer freezing, so that we might be reminded, in these few days that remain of National Poetry Month, of poet William Carlos Williams from Paterson, New Jersey, who delivered more than 2,000 babies in his career, while also making time to reflect on the marvels of how our lives interact with the weather. Consider his poem, The Red Wheelbarrow. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow, glazed with rainwater, beside the white chickens. Heavenward tonight and tomorrow night in the western sky, about an hour after sunset, our thin, waxing crescent moon will appear near the planet Jupiter, and on Wednesday, about the same time, the giant red star Aldebaran, fiery eye of the constellation Taurus the Bull, will join the astronomical line below bright Jupiter and our moon. And although the Eta Aquarid meteor shower, whose radiant point is in the constellation Aquarius the Water Bearer, has been predicted to be brightest a week from today, look to the south sky just before then, in the next several days, just before dawn, to see occasional meteors giving us free astronomical fireworks. Today in 1848, slavery was abolished in the French colonies. Today in 1919, above the U.S. Army Air Service's McCook Field near Dayton, Ohio, American stuntman and parachute developer Leslie Irvin made the first free-fall parachute jump from an airplane. Today in 1931, a program for women athletes was approved for the 1932 Olympics track and field. Today, 1937, Pan Am completed the first commercial airline flight across the Pacific Ocean. Today, in 1947, Norwegian ethnologist and adventurer Thor Heyerdahl and a small crew set sail from Peru aboard the primitive reed raft Kon-Tiki to arrive in Polynesia 3.5 months later. Today in 1967, American boxer Muhammad Ali refused induction into the U.S. Army, citing religious reasons. His subsequent conviction was eventually overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Today in 1941, in Valsjöben, Sweden, Anne Margaret Olsen was born to Anna Regina Aronson and Carl Gustav Olsen, who had emigrated by himself to America to make his fortune and then send for his wife and daughter. Unfortunately, soon after they arrived, Olsen became an invalid. Subsequently, to support the family, wife Anna became a receptionist at a funeral home. Part of her compensation, biographer Ed Morrow tells us, was the privilege of living in the funeral home. So Anna and Carl Gustav slept in the funeral home's dining room, while daughter Anne Margaret slept on a small bed beside a casket in the morning room. Anne Margaret dropped out of college to join George Burns's Las Vegas act. Then in 1961, she landed her first film role, playing Apple Annie's daughter in Pocketful of Miracles. Other pictures followed, among them 1964 Elvis Presley movie Viva Las Vegas. In the late 1960s, she married Roger Smith of 77 Sunset Strip, and he abandoned his career to manage hers. Major critical success happened for her in 1971 with Carnal Knowledge, earning her an Academy Award nomination. In 1972, she accidentally fell 22 feet from a Lake Tahoe stage during a rehearsal, suffering a concussion, a broken jaw, and a left arm, and fracturing many bones in her face. A talented surgeon saved her from disfigurement, restoring her looks and helping her to return to the stage within a mere 3 months. 3 years later, in 1975's Tommy, Ann Margaret would earn another Academy Award nomination. To date, she has received 5 Golden Globe Awards and an Emmy Award. Today is also the birthday in 1758 of our 5th President, James Monroe, in 1878 of American actor Lionel Barrymore, in 1891 of American Delta blues musician Charlie Patton, in 1908 of Austrian industrialist and humanitarian Oscar Schindler, in 1911 of phantom comic strip writer Lee Falk, in 1916 of Italian auto designer Ferruccio Lamborghini, in 1917 of American writer Robert Anderson and of American actor Robert Comthwaite. In 1922 of Scottish novelist Alastair MacLean. In 1924 of American jazz singer and pianist Blossom Dearie. In 1925 of American folk guitarist Laura Weber. In 1926 of American writer Harper Lee. In 1930 of American actress Carolyn Jones. In 1933 of American jazz drummer Bops Jr. In 1941 of Ukrainian poet Irina Zelenko. In 1944 of American chef and writer Alice Waters. In 1945 of American drummer John Walters. In 1947 of American jazz guitarist Steve Kahn. In 1948 of American actress Marcia Strassman. In 1950 of American comedian and TV talk show host Jay Leno. In 1950 of Trinidadian steel pan drummer Robert Greenidge. In 1952 of American actress Mary McDonald. In 1971 of American actress Bridget Moynihan. In 1974 of Spanish actress Penelope Cruz. And in 1981 of American actress Jessica Alba. From our own domain, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this 6th full week of spring and the 18th week of 2025, and hoping for a resounding International Workers' Day on Thursday, known also as May Day.